But for now, though, we are going to be joined on the phone line by Julia Hearn. And Julie is Director of Legal Policy and Services at the Children's Rights Alliance. And she's going to give her reaction to the budget. Julie, you're very welcome.
Good afternoon.
Can you tell me, first of all, there's a lot of issues coming into this budget that parents were very concerned about, things like school, cost of education, cost of food, cost of getting your child to school, petrol, etc., all of that. In a general overview sense, Julie, what do you think of what has been unveiled so far?
Yeah, I mean, so far what we've seen, it really is a cost of living budget, and there are a welcome suite of measures to help families keep their heads above water. You mentioned there the cost of education. I mean, this is the first time that the government have really tackled the cost of school books and set out, I suppose, a vision for introducing free school books for children in primary schools. And really, I suppose, you know, we really need to welcome this because we know the pressures that are placed on families, particularly families with children going to school. We hear from them through our members every year around the issues around, you know, having to choose between, having been forced to choose between putting food on the table, affording the school books, turning on the lights, and all the difficulties that come with that. I suppose we were a bit surprised in terms of, you know, the fact that there are some things that weren't introduced. So, for example, the qualified child increase that exists for families who are on social welfare payments, that wasn't increased to the level that is needed to help families keep their heads above water. And that is really surprising because it is a targeted way of ensuring that those most vulnerable can be given money that they need to help feed their families. So there are a few things, I think, like that we need to look at and see what the government's long-term plans are. But overall, you know, the suite of measures to address things, as you say, like fuel, like fuel allowance, things like free school books, really are something to be welcomed.
Yeah, very good news if you have a child in primary school with the free books, and good news if you have a child in college as well, because there's a lot of a lot of concessions towards college fees.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And also I would say, you know, in terms of reducing the cost of childcare, we heard the government announce that they're going to reduce cost of childcare significantly also, which is to be welcome. I suppose the difficulty is for some of those families who might have children in their teenage years, and as I mentioned, not increasing the qualified child increase for those over 12 to the level that is needed, with only a €2 increase announced in the budget, that is going to be difficult, and they also won't be able to benefit from the welcome measure in school books. And I think what we need to see from the government is how they're going to support these families. We know from the research children over 12 cost more, their school books cost more, their clothes cost more, their food cost more. So we need to hear from government their long-term plans as they move forward.
One issue that you raised from the Children's Rights Alliance in advance of the budget was children who might be in direct provision or an international child protection payment for children living in direct provision. Has anything been announced yet as regards that cohort of children?
No, we've heard nothing announced yet about children living in direct provision, and we're very disappointed not to hear more on that. I think when you look at those children, they are some of the most disadvantaged children in the state. They can't access child benefit. They didn't get any increase in their weekly allowance, which stands at £29.80 for a child. And then on top of that, the government have committed to introduce a child benefit-like payment for children living in international protection, living in direct provision. And there was no mention of that in Budget 2023. I suppose really what we're seeing is the most disadvantaged children being left behind. And government really need to look at how they can support those families, because as we've all heard, it's very difficult for families living in direct provision. They have very little money. They often have to choose between buying a bottle of Calpol and, you know, buying a pair of runners. And it's an impossible choice for them to choose between that and food or anything else that their children might need. So really, I suppose we are very disappointed that these children have been left behind.
Okay, so generally speaking, Julie, and given that we're still digesting a lot of what has unfolded, your reaction would be summed up best by a lot done, but a lot more to do.
Exactly, and I think the devil really will be in the detail as we move into the next couple of days to hear some of the long-term plans by government that will coincide with these short-term measures that are being announced today.
Okay, we leave it there. Julie, thank you for joining us this afternoon. That's Julia Hearn, their Director of Legal Policy and Services at the Children's Rights Alliance, giving us her perspective from a family and child point of view.